Unit 1. Telling the truth. Honesty means saying or doing what is true. The opposite of honesty is dishonesty. Communication objectives. To talk about the past. To recognize verbs in past tense, regular and irregular. Honesty is the right choice.
Unit 1, Lesson 1, Talking About the Past. Listen to Flynn telling you about what happened to Fred, one of his classmates, yesterday. Yesterday, Fred went to a grocery store because his mother told him to buy some bananas.
In the shop. The shop owner accidentally dropped a chocolate bar from his counter when he gave the change to Fred. Fred put it in his bag and went home.
At home, he gave the bananas to his mother. His mother also noticed the chocolate bar he brought. She was surprised and asked Fred, "How did you get this chocolate bar?"
Fred never lied about anything, so he told his mother the truth. The shop owner dropped it when he gave me the change, and I took it with me.
After listening to Fred's words, his mother told him, "If you are taking something from another person and he doesn't notice it, then it is called stealing. Stealing from others is wrong. Thanks for telling me the truth. Let's go and we will give it back to the shop owner."
Fred was quick to understand his mother's words. He learned that stealing things from others is not a good thing to do. So he and his mother took the chocolate bar and went to the shop to return it.
The shop owner was very happy about his honesty. He sent Fred back home by giving him some chocolate bars as gifts.
True or false? Reread the story and circle if the following statements are true or false. Fred bought some vegetables. Fred paid for the bananas. Fred paid for the chocolate bar. At home, Fred gave the bananas to his mother. Fred's mom was surprised when she saw the chocolate bar. Fred's mom talked to Fred about honesty. Fred was honest. Fred returned the chocolate bar. The shop owner was happy about Fred's honesty. Fred got some chocolate bars for his honesty. Telling the truth. Sing along. Honesty, I will tell the truth, I will tell the truth. Saying what is right and true, I will tell the truth.
Present, past. Fred's story happened yesterday. Let's see some of the verbs in the story. He went to a candy shop. Go. Went. He gave the bananas to his mother. Give. Gave. The shop owner dropped the chocolate bar. Drop. Dropped. His mother noticed the chocolate bar. Notice. Noticed. As Fred's story was yesterday, we have to change the verbs into simple past. Look. Regular verbs, verb plus ed. Noticed, learned. Asked, lied. Irregular verbs, went, told, bought, took.
Regular and irregular verbs. Use your dictionary and find the past tense of the following list of regular and irregular verbs. Pull, Listen. Wait. Ask. Look. Laugh. Show. Spell. See. Eat. Spelled. Waited. Pulled. Looked. Ate. Showed. Saw. Listened. Laughed. Asked. Say. Need. Tell. Play. Take. Work. Get. Make. Point. Find. Played. Worked. Got. Found. Made. Pointed. Said. Took. Told. Needed.
Past tense. 1. Fill in the blanks with the past simple of the verbs in brackets. 2. Complete the sentences with the past simple, affirmative, negative, interrogative, of the verbs in brackets.
Irregular verbs word search. Find the 10 irregular verbs. Write them in the chart. Played. Got. Found. Made. Said. Took. Told. Needed. Spelled. Looked. Ate. Saw. Laughed.
Unit 1. Lesson 2. Honesty in social networks and video games. Flynn is reading the profile of a girl on the internet and wants to send her a message to become friends. But he is not sure because his mother says it can be dangerous. Help him find out if it is safe to start chatting with this person. Write T for true or F for false in front of the following sentences and rewrite them according to what you see in the pictures above. Example: the person who is talking to Flynn is 8 years old. False. The person who is talking to Flynn is not 8 years old.
Playing. Flynn is teaching his new friend Paul how to play his favorite video game. They met on Facebook and have become great friends. Read the story and find what is honest when playing a video game. It is fun to play video games with friends. Thanks, Flynn, for inviting me to play with you. Let me show you how. The idea is to fish the letters to form an English word. You use the button to get started and the joystick to get them. It sounds easy. You must be careful with the shark, because if you don't get letters quickly, it can kill you. Okay, I will be careful. Paul, do you have any questions? Not yet, Flynn. Thank you for your help. Let's get started. According to the reading, how was Flynn honest when playing a video game? Circle the idea. 1. Flynn was honest inviting his friend to play. 2. Flynn was honest telling his friend how to play the game. 3. Flynn was honest winning fair points.
Video games. Flynn and Paul are really into video games. They are doing research for school. Read what they found and help them to put the words in the corresponding place. Mouse. Electronic game. Virtual player. Joystick. video game consoles. Sound reproduction.
Sing along. Honesty is such a lonely word. When playing with your friends, be honest too. Get the points fairly, get the instructions clear, and help your friends to understand them well. That is being honest, and you all can enjoy the game.